Hello and welcome to Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf. Talking.Golf is a weekly podcast featuring Gary D'Amato and Rob Hernandez. And now, talking all things golf in Wisconsin, here's Gary and Rob. Talking.Golf is sponsored by the 2022 American Family Insurance Championship in Madison. Wisconsin's stop on the PGA Tour champion schedule is back June 10th through the 12th. That's this weekend at University Ridge, with full galleries and a full schedule, including Boys to Men and Edwin McCain opening for Lady A on the Friday night concert series at Bree Stevens Field. And don't forget the Saturday Celebrity Foursome featuring Andy North and Brett Favre against Derek Jeter and Julie Inkster. Tickets for the concert and the tournament can still be purchased at amfamchampionship.com. Since 2016, the AmFam Championship has raised more than $12.6 million for local charities through the Steve Stricker American Family Foundation. With Gary D'Amato, I'm Rob Hernandez. It's a special edition of Talking.Golf here. In fact, we probably could have done away with the concert read, because that's going on as we record this, basically. And we are to the end of day one of the AmFam Championship. Steve Flesch, your leader at 7 under par 65, a one-shot lead over Colin Montgomery and Miguel Angel Jimenez. A bunch of golfers tied for fourth at 4 under par, including former champion Kirk Triplett and former champion Jerry Kelly, the two-time defending champion from Madison. So Gary D'Amato, let's start first. As you look at this leaderboard, what stands out to you about the way it came together here today at University Ridge?
Yeah, Rob, you know, earlier in the day, or midway through the day anyway, we were looking at the scores and thinking, you know, when is somebody going to go low? You know, everyone was bunched sort of around 1, 2, 3 under par. A couple guys got to four. And then all of a sudden, sort of later in the day, some guys caught fire. You know, luckily for Jerry Kelly, he finished strong to get to 4 under with an eagle and a birdie on the closing holes. And then, you know, Steve Flesch came in with 65 and a couple 66s came in. So the scoring is about what we would expect. It just took a while to get there.
Let's talk about Jerry Kelly, the two-time defending champ. Goes birdie, par, eagle, birdie, and that was a really good par at 15. He tried to drive the green on the short par four with the dog leg, and got it behind a tree near the crook in the dog leg, and then had to punch out and got up and down. And then he pars 18. It seemed like he was in a good place, although he did say that he was fighting his swing and his, you know, some of the good vibes that he got last week in winning in Des Moines here to start the AmFam Championship.
Yeah, you know, he was very grateful to finish strong, Rob, because, you know, he was hanging around even par 1 under for most of the day. And you don't want to go into the weekend of a 54-hole event being, you know, 6, 7, 8 shots behind the leaders. So that flourish, that birdie, par, eagle, birdie run there toward the end of the round put him back in contention, and he's only what, 3 shots back going into Saturday now.
He is, and the scenario you painted was the one that really befell tournament host Steve Stricker. It looked like for a good part of the day he was going to be in the conversation near the top of the lead. Got to 3 under after a birdie on 11, bogeys 12, got it back at 14, but then a double bogey at 17. And all of a sudden, he's looking at a 1 under 71 that really just, you know, those kind of scores on this tour just don't go a long way.
No, they don't. You know, that double bogey really was dispiriting, I think, to him. And he looked a little worn out when he came in for his post-round interview. You know, he's had a big week with a lot of obligations this week as a tournament host. He definitely would have liked to have gotten off to a better start. Now he's going to have to really go low on Saturday if he wants to get back in this tournament. And by going low, you know, I'm thinking minimum of 7 under to get back in it.
Absolutely. And as we look at the way the course played today, it rained a little bit early, more like a mist, and it seemed soft. But, you know, and even though they were throwing darts at the, you know, at some of these pins, yeah, the greens really, I thought, held their own. We watched a couple guys come through number 9, and Steve Stricker and Jerry Kelly among them just couldn't figure out the break, the pace, whatever it might be, to record what normally is a fairly easy birdie hole.
Yeah, that was a really good pin position, you know, back right on that big green. Saw a couple guys had 100-foot putts on that green. And, you know, you have to come over a ridge, Rob, and then once you get past the hole, it goes away from the hole. So you're right, that's really tough when you try to throw a wedge in there close. You get a little too much spin on it, and it spins off into the fringe. A lot of guys, you know, par was a pretty good score on that hole, actually. You know, some guys birdied it, but But par was not a bad score. I saw some bogeys out there on that hole.
Steve bogeyed his opening hole today, came back with three birdies after that before making the turn in 234. So, again, he's at 171 in a tie for 28th place, along with Skip Kendall, who birdied the final hole after back-to-back three-putt bogeys to get there. You found out today that Skip has only played, what, one, maybe two events here in 2022. That's not the kind of preparation that most guys that come into this tournament have, but Skip always has a home here, and he always gives it his best shot.
He does. You know, he told us he played in the Puerto Rico Open, but got in at the last minute, so jumped on a flight and went down there and missed the cut. And then he played in the Florida Senior Open, Rob. About 2 months ago, and finished, I think, tied for 23rd. So he has not had a lot of competitive golf or tournament golf under his belt this year. It's tough. You know, you come to a Champions Tour event where these guys are playing week in, week out, and shooting 66s and 67s, and you haven't hardly played tournament golf, you know, in months. So that was a pretty representative round, I thought, for Skip.
And the last Wisconsin golfer that competing here this year in the AmFam Championship, Mario Tiziani of Madison, comes in with a 2-over-par 74, played his last three holes 1-under to get there. Another guy looked pretty tired, and he played last week in Des Moines, had a pretty solid finish, playing on a sponsor's exemption. He told me he doesn't, come in here with great expectations because he knows that there's other things involved, even for him, in this event, which has become quite a family affair for the Stricker Tiziani family. You found out that there's more to that than shaking a few hands and thanking guys for coming.
Yeah, he did look tired. He looked whipped at the end of his round today. And everyone talks about Steve Stricker and his obligations to this tournament, being the tournament host and all the stuff he goes through. But Mario told me the company he works for, he's a sports agent, actually puts on the concert at Bree Stevens Field. So He's got to worry about that, so helping set that up, and he's got other things going on with family and friends, and this is just as big a week for him really behind the scenes as is for Steve, who's out front.
Mario did a nice thing today. Bobby Stricker, who caddied for him last week in Iowa, and has usually been on the bag here in Madison when he's been out there. She had a conflict with a wedding, so Izzy Stricker, who will be a junior this fall at Wanakee High School in the Madison area, jumped on the bag, and she'll be there for 9 holes tomorrow, then hand it back off to Bobby. You got to keep things equal, 27 holes apiece in a 54-hole event. I'm glad it was that, but it was neat to see Izzy out there getting a chance to see what life is like on the PGA Tour Champions inside the ropes.
Yeah, Mario said she was very nervous, and rightly so. It's a big deal to caddy for the first time in a professional event like this. She's caddied for Mario before and for, for family members, for her sister and her mom, just goofing around. But and something like this, this is a big deal. And you could see she was a little nervous on the first tee, but handled it very, very well.
And even more nervous on the first fairway, Gary, because she told me that, she talked to her mom, Nikki, who caddies for Steve. And, Nikki almost never gives Steve any yardages. That's all on Steve. First hole, they walk down there, and Mario says to Izzy, "So what do we got here?" And her eyes light up, and I go, "Well, I don't know. I better find a sprinkler head and get that information." So it's what the Strickers and the Tizianis have done to make this the event that it is, that keeps everybody coming back. And, it's a pretty good leaderboard. And I guess as we look forward to the weekend, Gary, what are your thoughts on, how Stricker and Kelly – climb back into it? I mean, Jerry's obviously only three back, but, Steve especially climbing back into it. And how does a guy like Steve Flesch protect this lead? You really can't protect the lead until maybe the 16th hole on Sunday. But we've seen this AmFam Championship come down to the bitter end more than we haven't. And, what's your take on what's ahead for us?
Yeah, you're right about protecting the lead here. Guys are going to go low tomorrow. A bunch of them will. And if Steve Flesch wants to stay in the lead come Saturday night, he's going to have to shoot another number. I mean, he can't shoot 1-under and expect to be in the lead tomorrow. So he's got to stay aggressive. And the guys chasing behind him, are going to be trying to make as many birdies as they can. This is if you hit in the fairway here, Rob, you can make birdies in a lot of holes here. It's when you get offline, hit in the rough, that University Ridge sort of rears its head and says, wait a second here, you're on your way to a bogey here. So Got to stay aggressive. Steve's going to have to shoot a real low one. Jerry's going to have to do at least what he did today, if not better.
Do you see one of the big names at all, you know, that is maybe not at the forefront of the leaderboard, you know, have an opportunity? I mean, we're scrolling down here as we record, and, you know, I mean, obviously Jerry Kelly's always going to be a contender, having won this, you know, 2 years in a row, but there just aren't a whole lot of, I mean, Fred Couples struggled a little bit today. There really aren't. Kirk Triplett, you know, tied at 4 under. I mean, it's a different, you know, kind of feel on that leaderboard right now through 18 holes.
It is. As is the case almost every week, it's really wide open going into the weekend, Rob. Any one of these guys could jump up and shoot a 64 or 5 tomorrow and jump right into the lead or near it. But like I said, you know, you've got to stay aggressive and keep making birdies out here. And it'd be interesting to see what happens tomorrow, not only with the locals, but with the guys in the lead. You know, Miguel Angel Jimenez, you know, one shot off the pace. He's had some really good tournaments here. And I would expect him to be near the lead again tomorrow.
Yeah, before Stephen Elker, who isn't playing this week, got on his run. Miguel Angel Jimenez, I think, had the hot start beginning in Hawaii and then taking that over to the first couple events stateside. So I think that is definitely a guy to look out for. I was, when we came back to the media room here after interviews were completed up at the scoring area, I saw Bernhard Langer and his caddy, Terry Holt, out, you know, getting ready to do some work with the putter. And now I see Bernhard Langer even par 72. That is not his form here this year. He's number 3 in the Schwab Cup standings, and a 72 on this course for him is not exactly what we expect out of Bernhard Langer.
No, it's not. And you're right, Rob. I did see him walking up the hill there behind the media center with his putter, so I'm sure he was going to work. I'm guessing he didn't putter well today because he's always a good ball striker. And when he rolls it well, he usually shoots those 66s that we see out of him. So, I didn't watch him play today, but my guess is he just didn't putter well today.
He's tied at T43 with Jim Furyk, another guy who's had some pretty good success here. So, again, you know, at times today, University Ridge really held its own. And then late in the day, it seemed like guys were getting birdies and making some moves up the leaderboard. Those who were able to do that, they're camped out up top. And it's right now Steve Flesch at 7 under par 65 by 1 over Colin Montgomery and Miguel Angel Jimenez. The list at 4 under includes Esteban Toledo, Paul Guidos, Tom Pernice Jr., Tim Herron out of Minnesota knows what golf is like in this part of the country, Kirk Triplett, who's won at University Ridge before, and Jerry Kelly. Gary, before we call it a podcast here on Talking.Golf Extra, your thoughts on the full galleries and just kind of from the moment we got here this morning, you could feel a certain, you know, sense that we were back to normal here with this tournament after having a reduced gallery last year and a cancellation back in 2020.
It did feel good, Rob. To me, it felt like a PGA Tour event almost with the size of the gallery. I think people have had a pent-up, you know, frustration through the last couple of years with everything that the world's had to deal with. And I know people were probably really anxious and excited to get out here and watch some golf. I know the build-out is bigger than ever. They've got some stands behind a couple greens that they didn't have before, and yeah, it looked like they were pretty populated, so it was good to see the people out here.
And if you're coming out on the weekend, still plenty of room for you. And then the area Gary was talking about behind the 14th green looks a lot like the build out on 18, if you can believe it, where you would have two finishing hole type of build outs. I think it speaks to the number of people they expect on the weekend. We've got Brett Favre and Andy North tomorrow against Julie Inkster and Derek Jeter. That should be a fun time. They always get a big gallery. What are your expectations aside from the golf tomorrow? And are you looking forward to seeing old number 4 throw another football in the stands on the back 9?
Yeah, that's been a tradition. He throws, I think it's on the 17th hole maybe. Mm-hmm. He throws a football in the stands and some lucky fan catches it. I'm sure he'll do that again tomorrow. My expectations are for a real shootout, and I hope the weather cooperates, Rob. Last year, if you remember, it was 90-some degrees every day. I almost collapsed out there one of the days. I think it was a celebrity shootout day. So I think we're going to get some much better weather this weekend. Maybe a little chance of rain tomorrow, but I think the weather all in all is going to cooperate, and it's going to be a fun finish here.
Well, we got a lot of work ahead of us here tonight for our package that will be on Wisconsin.golf overnight. And, of course, look forward to seeing everyone out here at University Ridge tomorrow. I believe tee times, we haven't seen them quite yet, but begin again after 9 o'clock. and coverage tape delayed, I believe it is tomorrow, and then live on Sunday on the Golf Channel. But again, it's the American Family Insurance Championship back in full splendor, full galleries, full schedule. And of course, the American Family Insurance Championship, your sponsor of Talking.Golf here throughout the weekend. We'll be back again tomorrow with more. For Gary, I'm Rob. We'll talk golf again tomorrow afternoon.